Greetings. What you're about to experience is the newest order, the new ruling class, and the best of new releases from top actively performing songwriters and bands, plying their trade around the world and the world of the internet. Welcome to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo. His name is Joseph Deeb, and he is a native of Tallahassee, Florida. Longtime Austinite and former lead guitarist and songwriter for a band called Mickey and the Motorcars. And I'll tell you more about him in a bit as we soldier on here on what I call Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, here in the early part of May 2021. Dan Herman with you as I present some brand new music, new releases from leading and emerging songwriters and bands from all parts of the internet and all parts of the earth as well. Email is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. Twitter is RadioCBLUE. Also find me on Facebook through the main website there, the Facebook group. The shows are readily updated with Anchor being responsible for the reason why the shows are on many other podcast platforms. And through Anchor, you can now hear RCB on the big boys like Amazon, Spotify, a number of others. They're all linked onto the landing page and the main page of my website. You can pledge your financial support to Radio Crystal Blue and RCB Nova Sordo by going to this link, anchor.fm/RadioCBLUE/support. All shows are available to download, stream, and to share in full. And shows are again updated with this program and of course the main show itself. RSS feed is tacked on, and just keep your browser tuned to that and you'll have both shows every so often. Joseph Deeb heard from his EP Eating Crow Volume 1. We heard the tune Wonderful Distraction. Joseph was lured by Austin's nurturing music scene, and this roots rock guy joined local bands and duos like Doc and the Remedy, 419, and Blind Luck. And he's played in other genres like Top 40, blues, and also alternative country. He was also a hired gun around Central Texas, playing for bands like Reckless Kelly. Soon after producing his first solo album, he joined Mickey and the Motor Cars after being introduced by their older brothers from Reckless Kelly. They toured the country opening for artists like Willie Nelson and Cross Canadian Ragweed, and regularly played the annual Music Fest in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Songs which he recorded with MMC have been in the TV show The Good Wife, as well as songs he's written included for the movie Soda Springs, which starred Tom Skerritt. After 5 years and 2 albums, Joseph decided to be home more with his family, later assembling a small home studio where he produced this new EP released actually last summer. Along with playing and recording solo, he also plays guitar and sings locally with his friends in the Austin Voodoos. As for this recording, folks on the album include Molly Deeb on vocals, Juan Alzate with the bongos and the congas, and Joseph actually doing everything else on this little 5-song EP. Joseph Deeb is his name. JosephDeeb.com. Joseph Deeb Music on Twitter. From Austin, we'll go to Baltimore and music of a gentleman named Craig Cummings. He has written hundreds of songs, recorded and released 3 CDs by now, and performed in many venues around the Mid-Atlantic region. In his early years, he listened to all sorts of pop and what I guess we would now call classic rock and songwriters from the 60s and 70s. He taught himself to play guitar and began performing in his teens, serving as the lead singer for rock and soul bands and booking solo shows that featured his original songs. He would spend many years as a teacher and educational leader while continuing to write songs and perform. Craig started playing solo shows around Baltimore in 2008 and featured a new collection of songs influenced by classic roots rock and outlaw country types. He recently moved on from his career in education and now performs and writes full-time. He's a member of the Azalea City Recordings label, which I recall also has under their umbrella the likes of, now I'm forgetting. There's a few songwriters over the years I've spun are part of Azalea City. Karen Collins is one. She with the throwback country sound. I know that. Craig often hosts songwriter showcases and is active in numerous regional songwriting organizations. Let's see what this sounds like. This is track 2 from his new album called Gulf Between Us. It's titled The Southern Wall. It's new from Craig Cummings.
I drove down to the southern wall, slats of steel 30 feet tall. I stuck my arm through an open space and felt the warmth of Mexico's face. No migrantes were around at all. Just an hour before nightfall at the southern wall. brown-skinned boys playing baseball. Mama calls al estilo de cenar, fresh tamales for little boy stars. All the dreamers, short and tall, I've heard the stories of those who were caught at the southern sanity and your soul. Narco teams and lying coyotes, it's hard to stay safe when the desert nights turn cold. The southern wall, a little girl plays with a raggedy doll. Mama tells her you gotta be strong, we're gonna live with Abuela on the west side of Tucson. Innocence running from the law, hopeful for the chance to leave it all at the southern wall, the southern wall.
That's Greg Cummings, The Southern Wall, from the new album, The Gulf Between Us. Great with acoustic and vocals, Gant Kushner with guitars and bass, Andy Hamburger with the drums, Brian Sims on accordion and keys across the disc, and Tiffany Shanta on violin. Craig Cummings. Website is craigcummingsmusic.com and spelled the letter C, Cummings Music on Twitter. You're listening to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, here in the early stages of May 2021. Let's see what I've got next, as we have 8 albums for you this time around. Getting back to actual CDs, with the collection getting slowly put back together. Later in this program, I'll give you some details on how to submit music for future programs. We'll go to a band that I spun music of once or twice before from the debut from last year. They call themselves The Walkabouts, with roots in both New York City as well as Australia. This is an alternative rock band that had released an album called 2020, and what they've actually given me since is, I believe this is a relatively new single, the little two-track deal on disc. And 2020 album was released actually a year ago. They began writing the material for it a year prior, right about the time when the band began to achieve big media success with their album Things Are Looking Up, which I recall actually debuting for you by the time of its release. Since that time, they've gotten me this two-song disc, and this is titled Afterglow. In fact, I will give you the track labeled Hero, which is track 2 on here, and let's see how this goes. Again, it is from The Walkabout.
I got only way you're mad at it, sad anyhow, yeah.
The Walkabout. That tune is called Hero. The quintet is made up of these folks. Darren Sullivan with vocals, didgeridoo and harmonica, Kevin Anderson on acoustic, Drew Burton on the drums, Dave Krishna on electric guitar and vocals, Keenan Zach, both electric and upright bass. Walkabout. You can find them at walkaboutband.com and on Twitter at walkabout_band. Radio Crystal Blue. Novus Ordo continues now with songwriter that I had aired, believe, a single of at some point last year, and kind of want to take this song out again. Her name is M, short for Emily, and she is Give, this songwriter who has this rather otherworldly seven-song project called Dear Life. Actually, it's expanded now to 10 songs on here. To recap her story, she was taken by her grandparents to experience a Britney Spears concert, and then 8 years later, she found herself recording with Annie DiDoronto of Disney fame, singing on the exact microphone in the same studio that Britney herself had recorded hits on. Em and Andy had worked together for 6 years, until his passing in 2014. Over the next several years, she worked on scores of songs with producers and engineers like Tony Papa, whose credits include Willie Nelson, James Brown, and Weird Al Yankovic. Then a connection with Chris Young resulted in several songs leading to a breakthrough composition entitled Grace. This inspired a sojourn and sabbatical to Woodstock in upstate New York, where her songs took on a more mature sound and sense of purpose. Already preparing her next album called Embrace, Heaven on Earth, she'll be working with former Motown songwriter and producer Michael B. Sutton. She also is planning to collaborate with a gentleman named Grigor Stolby, who resides in Scotland. See how that turns out when that work is complete. We're going to give you this tune, which is a very cool video alongside. It's called Say What You Mean. From the album Dear Life, this is M.
These days I'm alive, I survive, but I'm caving in the dead of the night. All the lies, waking up for him in the phone, it's stuck to my side. When he's gone, it makes me wonder. Days into nights, into days again. He wanna know where I stay, where I've been. This love, he so craves it to be with a new sense of wonder.
Say what you mean when you're talking to me.
EM. Website is em4yoursoul.com with that very same spelling on Twitter. Say What You Mean, which is actually the radio edit of that tune on this album called Dear Life. Halfway through this edition of Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo, Dan Herman with you here in May of 2021. Reminding you that every show is available to download, stream, and to share in full. The shows are available, of course, through your favorite podcast program, whether that's Spotify, Anchor, Amazon, of course, has now gotten into the fray, and all other places, wherever you find good podcasts, just like this one, on the web or on your smart device. That includes Alexa, Siri, and others. The links to all those places and more you can find, of course, at the landing page at RadioCrystalBlue.net. Now we'll go to, we'll go to Nashville here for Norman Collins and his band, The Tumblers. Arriving in Nashville from St. Louis, Norman had begun doing session work with John Hyatt and Jimmy Buffett while also performing in Nashville clubs. He met the legend Hank Ballard there in Nashville and wrote and recorded with him in Chess Studios in Chicago. They toured the East Coast playing many large events there. He would move to LA and played guitar in the Watts section with various funk bands. Soon began referring to himself as the White Chocolate Drop. A friend's need for a guitarist brought him up north to San Francisco. And that's as much as I know about his story. But he's got the full-fledged band here. And let's see what we've got. This is an album called What the Cat Dragged In. Just out of curiosity, I'm going to try track 9 here. It's called Media. It's new from Norman Collins and The Tumblers.
Bye.
There's Norman Collins and the Tumblers from the new album What the Cat Dragged In. That's called Media. Norman on guitar and vocals, of course. Sean Ridley on guitars. Tom McManus on bass. Russ St. John on drums. Backing vocals by Lillian Wadakawa. Also heard some saxophone there from Doug Rowan. Bing Nathan on string bass. Kit Robertson on the viola. And Dick Bay, I think you heard there too, on the accordion. Norman Collins Music. .com, Norman Collins MC on Twitter. We'll go to a husband and wife duo-led group called The Kush next up here. They are Brett and Gabrielle Douglas, and it's their first record with Ben Harper's new label called Mad Bunny Records, and it's their sixth overall release. Gabrielle and Brett were both born and raised here in Texas, and both come from musical families. Gabrielle's father was a classically trained pianist in his formative years. He and Gabby's mom were great dancers. They met as teenagers and found an instant connection with one another on the dance floor. Gabrielle took tap, jazz, and ballet lessons throughout her childhood into her teen years. Brett's grandparents had a country music band together. His grandfather played guitar, and his grandmother was on the drums. Brett used to go to their shows as a young child, or even fall asleep in the guitar case. As he tells it, that was the same piece which would later fetch out from under a bed to teach himself to play. In addition to this musical connection, all kinds of music were always playing in each of their households. They grew up soaking in the sounds of 70s rock and country radio, then everything else that followed from there. It was their mutual love of music that bonded them when they first met through mutual friends in 1993. Gabrielle recalls for the website, "Brett and I began dating a few months into playing music with one another. We began to write our own songs separately, and then sometimes together. Then we formed our first band, Buck Jones, in 1993." End quote. Buck Jones would record three full albums and toured the country before breaking up in 1999. They would form this group, The Kush, a year later. Following that, they would move to Burlington, Vermont, where they released their debut self-titled record. They began touring the Northeast, developing a loyal following. Their next album followed up in 2006. They were invited to perform at North by Northeast in Toronto, as well as the Dream Machine Festival, which included their first tour of England. In 2010, they returned to their home state of Texas and released their third album called Between the Leaves. It was recorded in various locations and amid several East Coast tours between Vermont and Texas. In 2011, they returned for their second UK tour, which also included dates in Italy, Sweden, and Germany. In 2012, they were invited to perform at the Austin Psych Festival, now known as Levitation. Their following continued to grow, and touring Europe brought recognition and interest from labels internationally. In 2015, they released the psychedelic-influenced album Transcendental Heatwave. They would release that along with Norwegian label Folophone Records and also Dream Machine Records in the UK and Dreamy Sounds / Synaptic Empire here in the States. They would continue to tour Europe in 2016 and then followed up with a EP called The Isle of Man. And toward the present day, they're back in Texas, continuing their pursuit of new sounds and ready to release their latest album, which is called Riders in the Stardust Gold, written and recorded in Fort Worth, and had a real tough time figuring what track might be a good representation of their sound. So I'm going to try track number two here, called Beneath the Lines, brand new from The Kush. They are the Kush. Brett Douglas on guitars, vocals, and keys. Gabriel Douglas on bass, vocals, and guitars. Austin Green with the drums. And Ben Hance doing just about everything else. The Kush. TheKush.com. That's T-H-E-C-U-S-H. And aren't they on Twitter? Yeah, they should be. Looks like The Kush and the number 2 is where you can find them. And gonna give big ups to Ben Harper for this one. Now for some details on how to submit music for future shows. I am accepting music in various formats nowadays. I have recently made the decision to be a lot more liberal about such submissions, being that I haven't received a lot of CDs as of late, and that's just the way the way things have gone in terms of what gets mailed here or however music comes here. But for the most part, I would focus on CDs to air, because you can usually tell a lot more about a concept through an actual visual context instead of some MP3 and a PDF or an EPK that doesn't have much detail. So MP3s, any songs that are included in a package should be mailed here, emailed anyway. dan@radiocrystalblue.net is the place. I always prefer good services like Dropbox or Holix or similar for those submissions. Also, I'm working with 2 websites for a long time now to help receive and review artists who send electronic press kits. Those websites are sonicbids.com and musicsubmit.com. Just look for the phrase Radio Crystal Blue on either website to submit an EPK. To send CDs, music, along with the other formats that I mentioned earlier, must have a 2021 release date and come from active performing artists. Address here is Dan Herman, Radio Crystal Blue, 1310 Bundrant Drive. That's B-U-N-D-R-A-N-T Drive, number 809, here in Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N, in Texas. 76543 is the zip code. We'll move on to our final 2 artists for this particular edition of RCB Novus Ordo. And we'll go back toward New York, I think, my old stomping grounds, to Nick Justice. He grew up on the North Shore of Long Island. Raised on pop music and AM radio as a kid, he started leaning towards these sounds coming from California in his teens. He would eventually move to California, and he landed in San Diego in the late 1980s, where the cowpunk movement in the form of the Blasters, X, and the Beatformers were beginning to form. He started busking in the Balboa Park section, as well as railroad stations and shopping malls, playing his own songs and honing his craft. Over 12 years, he played in various bands like Chords of Fame, Guns for Hire, and Solo. He's been the opening act for such artists as NXS, Eric Johnson, The Radiators, Bodines, and the Del Fuegos, along with the aforementioned X, as well as the Blasters. In the mid-90s, disillusioned by the music business, he put his guitar down, got married, and raised a family. In 2014, he re-emerged with a new record, The Cry of the Street Prophet, where he assembled some famous Los Angeles sidemen like Greg Lace, Bobby Cochran, Richard Bredis, Dave Witham, and Frank Coronola, who's worked with the Funky Kings, which I believe are out of the Rockies. 2 years later, he released his follow-up record, Between a Laugh and a Tear, with the very same lineup. At the moment, he is focused on this new album, kind of departure from the big band sound of his first 2 records, with most songs stripped down to just acoustic, harmonica, mandolin, lap steel, and vocals. This new album is called Rope the Wind. Here, track number 5. It's titled Billy the Kid. Brand new from Nick Justice.
Gather round, children. Let me tell you a tale about a kid named Billy who broke out of jail. Pearl handled 6 guns, was strapped to his side. A lot of men dared and a lot of men died. Henry McCarty was an orphan teen, and the Irish slums, they made him hungry and mean. He started rustling cattle down in New Mexico. He became a gunslinger while down on the low. Now Billy, oh Billy, now why did you kill and send them men to Cemetery Hill? When they asked young Billy why he did what he did, he said he did it 'cause he's Billy the Kid. Henry became William, Bonnie the surname. And then came the killing that preceded the fame. Sheriff Pat Garrett was called to hunt Bonnie down, bring him to justice or run him from town. In a darkened bedroom on a warm July night, Garrett lay waiting with Billy in sight. Then Billy cried out in Spanish, "Hey, quién es?" Garrett fired two shots into his chest. Now Billy, oh Billy, now why did you kill and send them men to Cemetery Hill? When they asked young Billy why he did what he did, he said he did it 'cause he's Billy the Kid. Now listen here, children, there's a lesson to be learned. Don't ever become your mama's concern. That you'll turn on a dime toward the outlaw way. Just kick it to the side to live another day. Now Billy, oh Billy, why did you kill and send them men to Cemetery Hill? When they asked him why he did what he did, he said he did it 'cause he's Billy the Kid.
Nick Justice, Billy the Kid, from the new album, Rope the Wind. Nick with vocals, guitars, harmonica, and percussion. Richard Bredis handling backing vocals, lead guitar, slide, banjo, piano, and organ. Richard Steckel doing just about everything else on this album. NickJusticeMusic.com is the website. Close up shop here on RCB Nova Sordo with a gentleman we've heard several times over the last few years. His name is James Houlihan. He's based out of Los Angeles himself, a founding member of Boston-area bands like Dogs on Television and the Jody Grind. Known as the Songsmith, who channels tradition and poetic innovation, rooted in dark folk sounds and eclectic Americana. Songs have been used in both TV and film, performing regularly in the Los Angeles area and tours on both sides of the Atlantic. During the months following the release of his prior album from 2018, The Wheel Still in Spin, He found himself on the road playing shows to a rather divided sense of America. In between nightly gigs featuring set lists culled from the album he had just released, he began writing new material, not just to console himself, but also to document this rather unprecedented era in this history of the earth and what's going on these days. Produced by longtime collaborator Fernando Perdomo, the album was recorded at Rosetta Ranch Studio in LA during the weeks leading up to the initial quarantine of 2019. He's got an A-list band here with credits that include the likes of people who have worked with Lou Reed, Bob Dylan's Rolling Thunder Review, and others. This new album presents his vision of a world in upheaval and a mind doing its best to maintain some semblance of order amidst the chaos. Certainly his most accomplished work to date, this album is called Ordinary Eye. We're going to hear track number 4. It's called Eye of the Storm. It is new from James Houlihan.
Bottle's almost empty. Bar's about to close. Wind outside is howling. Doorknob nearly froze. Jukebox is skipping. Makes me curl my toes. Wish you were here with me. That's just how it goes. So I'll sleep, sink into the deep, dream about the leap. I'll take with you where we fly through hurricane sky. For the eye, where I'll see you once again. And on my arm, bartender's face. Can't sleep here, brother. Don't be a hopeless case. But my mind is off and drifting to another time and space. Into that storm I'm headed. Back to my own place, where I'll sleep, sink into the deep, dream about the leap. I'll take with you where we fly through hurricane sky, searching for the eye where.
James Houlihan, Eye of the Storm, from this new album, Ordinary Eye, which has this really cool painting on the cover of an enormous eyeball for his son, and then there's a ship of sorts, which is depicted as a vinyl record, and some songwriter hanging on with his acoustic, leaning face down with his back toward the eyeball of the sun, and there's these sharks swimming around as a mermaid lending a little bit of hope. And this beautiful shades of blue and orange. It's almost like a kid's book that it should be from. It's beautiful. James with vocals and guitars. Fernando Perdomo with keys, bass, and acoustic. Scarlett Rivera on the violin. Danny Frankel on the drums. Esther Clark with some extra vocals on top of all of that. JamesHoulihan.com. JamesHoulihan.com. With that same spelling on Twitter. Put a cap on the bottle for it. This edition of Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo. Novus Ordo, of course, is Latin for New Order, and an opportunity to hear some brand new music that you'll also hear on the main program itself. Of course, the long-running Radio Crystal Blue, now in its 21st year online. And hey, this program, Novus Ordo, has been on now for 13 years in what is show number 501 in the books. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to DJ Flowerda for her assistance with the production of all RCB shows. Email is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. Twitter is radiocblue. You can also get some breaking news on the Facebook fan page. And again, breaking news is right there, and I encourage you to build into the community on that page. What do you think of the songs, the artists, and the messages that they represent? I'll see you next time. Do take care. Namaste.